USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he expects a Senate impeachment trial against him to move rather quickly.
Well, I think it should go very quickly. It's a hoax. It's a hoax. Everybody knows that. It's a complete hoax. The whole thing with Ukraine.
President Trump, speaking at the White House, also reiterated that his phone call with the Ukrainian president was perfect. With the impeachment trial of President Trump set to begin on Tuesday, Senate Democrats are demanding a fair, impartial trial of President Trump.
The feeling in the Senate chamber was solemn, serious, profound. The weight of history, the eyes of history, you feel it, are upon you.
Senate Democratic leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, speaking there. Meanwhile, on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow set another record, finishing up 267 points. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Americans are still fueling the economy by buying more. The Commerce Department is reporting U.S. retail sales rose for the third straight month in December. Most of the buying was in household goods, leading to a 3% gain last month. The government says it grew at a 3.2% annualized rate in the third quarter of last year. Coca-Cola's coming out with a new product that has coffee drinkers a little bit more on edge. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
There will soon be two new soda and coffee drinks on store shelves. Coca-Cola is launching three flavors, dark blend, vanilla, and caramel. The 12-ounce cans have 70 calories and more caffeine than regular Coke. It's been a success in Europe, so the company decided it would try it here. Pepsi also announced its coffee cola last month.
Just what some people need, more caffeine. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A classic rock singer says he can't perform anymore, and USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us why.
Rock singer Meatloaf has filed a lawsuit against a hotel at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport and organizers of a horror convention that was held there, blaming them for negligence when he fell from a stage while answering questions from convention-goers last May. The singer and actor, whose real name is Michael Lee Adey, and his wife, Deborah Lee Adey, filed the suit on Monday in a state district court in Fort Worth, Texas, against the Hyatt Corp and Texas Frightmare Weekend. The lawsuit alleges the defendants hung curtains at the back edge of the stage at the Hyatt Regency DFW Hotel that hid where the stage ended, creating a hidden hazard. Meatloaf injured his neck, collarbone, and shoulder, and he says that prevented him from performing at all since. According to the complaint, the 72-year-old Dallas native spent 42 days in the hospital and was required to undergo physical therapy. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And finally, Demi Lovato will sing the national anthem at next month's Super Bowl in South Florida. The NFL and Fox announced on Thursday the Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter will take the stage in Miami on February 2nd. The news comes after Lovato went into rehab in 2018 for a drug overdose. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.